We have serious problems. We have people who have come home, who have planned to stay at home, but with red tape between driver's licenses, cost of car insurance, getting planning permission, getting homes, I mean everything, their feeling is that they're not wanted here back at home. So we need to change that. There needs to be a plan put in place, and I welcome that there will be a county-wide discussion on this, but as I say, it's going to take multiple agencies to come together. But a lot of this is simple stuff, so hopefully in the next month we will see some solutions to it.
And as you said, a lot of those that did return home, they tried to make a go of it here, they have ended up going back.
That's it, and that is real. And you know, there was a lot of families who were over the moon for maybe 3 months waiting on their children and their grandchildren to come home, only to feel the total devastation and loss maybe 6 months later. I think there's an issue of citizens' rights. I think there's an issue of civil rights.
And indeed as well, you've called for more action to provide opportunities for people that are already here to make sure that they do stay in West Donegal.
Yeah, we have a huge job of work. I'm tired of ranting and raving. I'm tired of taking these things up at every meeting, of trying to fight for the people of this area. And I don't think that we've ever really been taken seriously. We have taken motions to council to have a task force established, and that has gone to the minister's office. The minister has never dealt with this. It's not rocket science. It's getting people around a table. It's talking to the principals in the secondary schools. You're talking 6 secondary schools in West Donegal. They know. They know what our children need. They know what opportunities and what people are looking for their future. And it's up to us then to ensure that it's here for them.